Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. Been doing this since March of 1997. Before that, I was the educational person for about three different network marketing companies. Been at this for a long time. But some of the most powerful things I've seen in this industry, and I've seen a lot, comes from North America Urban Spies. And the genius behind that is Dr. Kaz Ingram. He keeps bringing this really raw, powerful stuff to us. And I have Dr. Ingram with me right now. And black seed oil is a big thing right now.
Black seed oil has a value. You know, we've been talking about the oil of oregano for a long time, the P73 edible. But there's also an edible black seed oil from the Nigella sativa, which is a plant that grows in the Mediterranean also. Mm-hmm. And they press it out and make oil of black seed. It's a medicine, not a food. Forget the omega-3. It's a drug.
Well, I know it's anti-parasitic. It's anti-viral, antibacterial. Antifungal.
You know what the biggest thing I use it for?
What?
Cardiovascular. Big time. It has the thymoquinone, coenzyme Q10 vegetable form in there.
Which is like, yeah, just like the CoQ10, which, folks, if you don't understand why that you see it advertised on all over about CoQ10, it helps bring oxygen to the mitochondria and helps the ATP production, and when you do that, you regenerate the cell. You make it energetic, and it can actually cleanse itself. We die a lot of times of the toxins that builds up inside the cells of the dying cell. So,
thymoquinone has two oxygens on it and double bonded to the oxygen, so it's going to be a shunt in those mitochondria for this heart muscle. But the funny thing about it, it also goes to the brain and works on the cardiac centers in the brainstem.
Hmm.
This is wild. Okay, so this guy has a heart rate of 100. You know, we want our heart rate to be 58 or 62, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't exercise. He's a sedentary guy. And he starts pounding the black seed oil, as I recommended, 2 tablespoons, a large dose. The North American cardiac, what does it say on the label? Cardiac friendly or something. Heart healthy. So his heart rate went to 60 from 100.
Wow.
Without exercise.
Wow.
I mean, I've seen that happen a dozen times, if not. And but also hypertension. It is the premier natural medicine for naturally lowering blood pressure. Black seed oil is.
I didn't know that. Now, I take it that, folks, you wonder, well, why would that work? The heart itself is also trying to get oxygen back to itself. And so it's going to pump faster trying to get oxygen back begging for oxygen.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get a faster pulse. So all of a sudden now with a slower pulse, you get the amount of oxygen the heart needs, and it slows down.
Well, that's an excellent point. Because the black seed oil is oxygenating through the mitochondrial efficiency, the heart has to work less hard, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, I'll tell you something else. When you add the pomegranate and the muscadine, because now there's a black seed oil that has the three together, now you're talking 60,000 miles of arteries get some support, too.
I want to say something about your pomegranate. I had years ago, I had your pomegranate in the refrigerator, and I'm being a bachelor, I just opened it up and swigged it. And I don't know how much I took, maybe a couple tablespoons or more. And about 10 minutes later, I get this really warm feeling throughout my body. I went,
yep.
Whoa. And I wasn't expecting that. I went, is this nitric oxide? What is it doing? It's opening up my blood vessels.
Yes, exactly. We constantly have people, that's Mediterranean pomegranate. It's so much different than the California stuff. Constantly people are saying that they're getting a warm flush after they take it.
Yeah, but it's not like niacin. It doesn't make you itch. It just feels warm throughout your body.
Yeah, it's a warmth. So obviously the microcirculation and the general circulation. So that's why we wanted to put the pomegranate, the muscadine, which is high in resveratrol, and the black seed oil in one unit, call it Black Seed Oil Cardio Plus. You see, we got to get you some to try.
Yeah. Now, I do want to mention something to folks. This is another reason you want to take pomegranate. There's an article I read that there's two enzymes, PON1 and PON2, I believe is the second one. PON1 is inside your HDL. What we call good cholesterol. You may have plenty of HDL, but if that enzyme is not working, it won't clean out the oxidized form of LDL. But pomegranate revs that up. They were trying to figure out why did it improve heart health so much, and it activates those two enzymes.
Wow. And it's operating on the elastase enzyme as well.
Oh, so it's making the blood vessels more flexible.
Well, and if they're more flexible, come on, let's face it, the heart has to fight through all that stiff arterial and atherosclerosis. So now, and you cut open a chuck roast and you see how flexible the beef's artery is, a cow. And that's what you want. You want that rubbery flexibility. And that's pomegranate. And then, of course, your muscadine is extremely high in ellagic acid and resveratrol. So look at that. You got your thymoquinone, resveratrol, punicalagins, and ellagic acid.
Oh, wow. That's a powerful, powerful substance you put together.
And it tastes like balsamic vinegar. The problem with black seed oil, I have a hard time swigging it. I take the capsules. But now when I got this Black Seed Cardia Plus, I'm pouring it on my salad. I pour it on my quiche. I pour it on my ice cream. I mean, I'm pouring it on, healthy ice cream. I'm pouring it everywhere.
You slipped up there.
But everybody knows I would only eat coconut ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, you got to take advantage of this one, right? I mean, who wants to get a stupid heart attack in the winter that they could have prevented with something, the Prophet Muhammad said it cures everything but death. Well, what did he mean by that? It means it's good for the heart, it's good for the kidneys, it's good anti-tumor, it's good for the anti-diabetic. So, yeah, I mean, stay healthy.
Of all the different things out there, in my reading, black seed affects more broad base the overall health of the organs and tissues of the body than anything I know of.
Yeah.
And so.
As far as any kind of a vegetable, herbal oil, whether you talk about hemp oil, whether you talk about flax, your black seed oil is the king because it's more of a pharmaceutical than it is just an omega. You know?
Yeah, the breadth of this, and yet it's not just that it affects all these, the way it affects so deeply in some of these, like the heart and the brain.
Yeah.
But it's also...
You know, there's mitochondrial activity in the kidney and, like say, the brain, certainly the spleen and the liver. So you want to enhance all that.
You know where the most mitochondria is? It really surprised me. I thought it would be the brain or the heart. It's in the retina of the eye.
No, that's interesting because now we're seeing some reports of glaucoma and different macular degeneration.
Improving. Yeah. I figured you were so
interested. With the pomegranate and the muscadine for the visual disorders.
Yeah, bringing some circulation to the eye at the same time, energizing it with the ATP within the retina.
I would
do
that.
Yeah. Now, let's see what I was going to say here. It's good cosmetically. I mean, we don't want to be vain, but it protects your skin.
Well, Nefertiti's beauty secret and Cleopatra's was black seed oil. They didn't have cosmetics then. Come on. So they used to take the black seed right straight out and put it on their faces and their hair. Now, you know, we had a case where the woman was using the black seed oil. In this case, it was the North American Urban Spice that you find in some health stores. And her after 1 month, her skin peeled off. She had a nice peel. And I had the picture before. She's a patient. She looks 20 years younger.
Wow.
From this facial peel. But I've had people with dermatitis, eczema, who responded to the black seed oil internally.
So now eczema, doesn't it start in the gut and work its way out?
Well, of course it does, because you have fungal overload, you have small intestinal bacteria, you have parasites. Black seed oil is working on the gallbladder, the liver, the intestinal canal, there's no question. But the other issue that you have to think about is black seed oil is exceptional for alopecia and hair loss. We've had many cases of people who take it internally, and you can put it topically. There's even a black seed oil shampoo and conditioner.
Huh.
That their alopecia stopped. Their hair loss stopped. I don't know about... In the alopecia, they did start to grow new hair. I can't say. I definitely know that... Well, I had two cases of kids with chemotherapy, and their hair started to come in, you know, because they lose all their hair.
Well, now, you and I both have some male pattern baldness going on. I don't know if it'll do anything for us or not.
I have no idea. I like the mature look. Who cares?
Yeah. I'm glad someone started popularizing that a while back.
But they're going to have the alopecia where it's sudden, or women with sudden hair loss, they should be taking it. Yeah.
Now, it's also known to be extremely good for the gut. So that may explain the eczema and stuff, but it's Crohn's disease, irritable bowel.
It's antiparasitic. Mm-hmm. It kills intestinal flukes. It kills tapeworms. It kills roundworms, right? It
right.
kills worms.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Which, let's talk about that a little bit. As I said on another show, that they operated on a lady that had breast cancer, and they were going to take the lump out, and the doctor saw a fluke tied around the lump. And then also... again, I wish I remember which one it was, Mayo or MD Anderson, that said...
Well, it was MD Anderson. Yeah.
Okay.
But they found that it was the virus in all the lymphoma, 60%. Yeah.
Wow.
I tell you, these parasites are pandemic. People don't know they've got them. They should be taking the black seed oil just every day, really.
Yeah, and then they're going to get all the other benefits. They're going to...
They get the other benefits.
Yeah, they're going to... But you said one time on the show that if you have dogs and you let the dog lick you, which everyone does that has a dog, lets the dog kiss them, well, that you can end up with heart flukes. Is that right?
Yeah, you can end up with heartworm from the dog. And it can go in the lungs. Usually in humans, it invades the lungs. There are 50 million Americans that have a dog heartworm infection in the country from poor hygiene with the dog. But you got also viruses in the canine salivary virus. So much better if you just avoid the saliva of the dog or wash after the dog slobbers on you. So much better for you. And then try to take your oil of oregano and your black seed oil just sort of every day to stay internally clean. And one's an antiparasitic, black seed. The other one's antiviral, antibacterial. Antifungal, anti-mold. That's your oregano.
Yeah, see...
Two great brands. You've got your P73 oregano, and you've got your black seed oil from North American Herb, or the Cardio Plus with the muscadine in there and the pomegranate.
I'm really interested in that Cardio Plus. That's an interesting idea on that. And
then
if you did it with the juice of oregano and the Cardio Plus, you increase the oxygen.
The juice of oregano... They put the pomegranate and muscadine, so they have there's a special oregano juice now. And you know what's interesting? The oregano binds to the ellagic acid and makes a complex and binds to the resveratrol.
Huh. Yeah. I wonder, does that help with the delivery system?
Must be. That way the oregano will deliver the ellagic acid, which is a big, big hunker and molecule, and deliver the resveratrol to the arteries. What a deal. What a huge deal it is. I mean...
No, that is, folks. I know that Dr. Ingram and I like to get into the deep into it, but if you understand what other things are doing out there, then you come across a product like this that affects you in so many different ways, and you can tell actually pretty quickly. You'll start noticing results, I think, in some cases, some results maybe right off. Like
right
I
off.
Did with that warmth.
The day, yeah. Why not? Yeah.
So that's what really powerful raw material that the way nature made it, when it's all concentrated and preserved like that without using any of the artificial ways that so much of the industry uses. That's what you get. That's why you look at North America Urban Spice. That's their whole reason for being. That is their mission statement, is to give you that. Now, Doc, if someone wants to call you 800 number and buy something that they may not be able to find it in the store, how do they get a hold of you?
1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. And let them go to oreganol.com. Oreganol.com.
Okay.
My books, kazingram.com.
And I do advise you to look at these books, folks. There's a lot of information packed into them. Dr. Ingram, thank you for being with us, and I really appreciate it. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Dr. Ingram, if people want to get a hold of you and they want to find out more about your books or they're trying to find a product, how do they reach you?
Hey, have them go to oreganol.com, oreganol.com, and get some idea on product. And for me, my books, kazingram.com, kazingram.com, kazingram.com. But also call them, 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. Call them and look at the store finder at oreganol.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Folks, take advantage of it. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I'm really glad you're here with me this afternoon. I want to mention something that a lot of people should know, but they take for granted. As you get older, your hormones generally go down unless you know how to keep them thriving and full of the vibrance that you had when you were younger. But one of the first ones that a lot of people have is a low thyroid. And when you look at the thyroid, the symptoms sometimes will tell you more than the test. That's what a doctor friend of mine that was famous in that area used to say. And when I'm talking to people, one of the first things I'll notice is they've lost the outer edge of their eyebrows. If they're starting to bunch together like Groucho Marx, that is a sign of low thyroid. And premature balding can be a sign of thyroid. Of course, with men, you don't know if it's male pattern baldness or if it's thyroid. Women, I think you can tell, and some women start going bald, and that's one of the first things. Now, you start getting chilled. Cold affects you much easier. Used to affect me. I'm someone with hypothyroid. Hypo always means low. Hyper means overactive, and that's a totally different type of effect on the body. They get real skinny. Their eyes may bulge. They're probably too hot. That's hyperthyroid. But hypo, you have trouble tolerating cold. Well, cold doesn't bother me anymore, but I take a little thyroid. And I also take iodine, kelp, to keep that up. Now, in Japan, they average close to 13 milligrams, not micrograms, milligrams of iodine a day. It used to be when I was younger and I was studying this, they say take 150 to 225 micrograms of iodine a day. So 225, if it's 250 micrograms, it'd be 1/4 of a milligram. And so when you're talking about taking 13 milligrams, you can see how much more that is. Multiply 4 times 13. Well, that's what they're getting. And by doing that, they have very low cancer levels in certain areas of the body. breast cancer, thyroid cancer, prostate cancer, ovary cancer, and I think I'm leaving one out. But here's the reason. The body uses hydrogen peroxide to kill bacteria and viruses. It produces it, and probably parasites as well. It produces hydrogen peroxide. But too much hydrogen peroxide burns the cells and causes the nucleus to start mutating and produce an aberrant cell that becomes cancerous. Well, iodine steals a molecule from the hydrogen peroxide and turns it into water and neutralizes that effect. So that's one of the benefits of it. The other benefit, of course, it feeds the thyroid and helps keep it healthy. Now, it used to be, when doctors have caught up, but it used to be when I talked about this years ago, doctors only measured T3, and they try to extrapolate and say, well, then your T4 levels are okay if the T3. Or they would do even worse. They would say, your TSH is okay. And TSH, they would say, thyroid-stimulating hormone there. If the thyroid is working well, the body is not releasing that to try to get the thyroid more stimulated. Well, apparently that's not that accurate. And the one that was new to me a few years ago is T3R. T3R is reverse T3. And now doctors have caught on. They're starting to realize, oh, I got to look at T3R as well as T3, because here's what happened. If you have adrenal fatigue, and it's not uncommon in our society, staying up too late, eating too much sugar and starch, eating a poor diet, not enough B vitamins, not enough magnesium and different things, and under a lot of stress, you start fatiguing your adrenal gland to it just can't respond. Well, if your thyroid is really working well, it can over-fatigue the adrenal gland. So what the body does is it turns down the thyroid. It's like taking the foot off the gas pedal. It doesn't want it to be quite as active until you get that adrenal gland healthy. And so you work on the adrenal gland, you get it healthy, and things like L-tyrosine, which also helps the thyroid, as amino acid that the Army found was more effective than any drug they had for battle fatigue back after Kuwait. You take 500 to 1,000 milligrams on an empty stomach before you eat anything in the morning, 30 minutes to an hour before you eat. Same thing before lunch. And that, after a few weeks or a month, you'll really notice the difference. Ashwagandha at night, fantastic. And then Invigorous, a great, great sleep product. I have commercials that run on Invigorous, but it's a wonderful sleep product. And it will, that quality of sleep it gives will help heal that. There's another little product I found in the stores I like to take with Invigorous called Moon Drops. And they're inexpensive little homeopathic products that takes the stress out, and you'll sleep better with that. But if you get a good night's sleep, you'll help heal the adrenals. Then it's good to go after the thyroid. That T3R probably will go away, and now when you're measuring, you're getting true T3. And you want to get that to a healthy level. Then your metabolism works well. Then your immune system works well. Then you can lose some fat. Then your brain works well. If it doesn't, you start getting dementia that's really based on a deficiency in iodine and thyroid. But more importantly, I want you to avoid the cancers that can come by having too low of a level of iodine. Now, North America Urban Spice has a product called Thyroset. That one works really well. But also, Terry Naturally has an iodine product, and he has one that's 13 milligrams or 12.5, right on that level. You might want to look at that. You can find either one of those in most of the better health food stores around here and probably in any of the parts of the country. So take care of your thyroid if you want to feel good and have that energy you had when you're younger. But first, heal that adrenal if you have adrenal fatigue. We'll be right back, folks. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses, and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Schwartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910.
Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life.
This is Dan's Health Talk, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have a friend of mine with me. Becky is a representative of Noric Naturals. And Noric Naturals, you know, there's a lot of fish oil. Some of them are cheap out there, and there's a reason they're cheap, because I could maybe feed it to my cat, but I wouldn't feed it to a human. But there's others that are so high quality that they make a tremendous difference in your overall health. In fact, there was a study done at UCLA in 2007, I believe, where they showed it about between 2 and 3,000 milligrams of EPA DHA would put the brakes on Alzheimer's. And at 2,000 and over that would help reverse it if you started early enough. And that was a very, very important study. And it was actually done with Noric Naturals fish oil, because Noric created the placebo form and the fish oil in the capsule. So there could be a double-blind study. So, Becky, I really appreciate you being with me.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know, when I first started talking to Noric, you know, our friend Todd and our friend Stu Tomp, they were doing a lot of cod liver oil. I've always been taking the Ultimate or the Ultimate 2X, and sometimes now a doctor friend of mine said if you take the DHA at high dose before you go to bed, you'll sleep better and you'll have wonderful dreams. So I'm starting to play with that. But I don't talk enough about the cod liver oil. What are you finding with the cod liver oil?
Yeah, well, what I like at this time of the year with people dealing with, an immune compromised situation, you know, they're more fatigued. We're under a lot of stress with the holidays, and there's a lot of viral and bacterial stuff going on out there. The cod liver oil, you know, that's been taken for hundreds of years. You know, our grandmothers, most people remember them having to take a spoonful in the morning, you know.
Yeah.
And
they didn't know how to process it. I'm old enough to remember that. It was a little bit rancid back then. Not anymore, though.
Exactly. Yeah. They didn't know how to process, and it tasted bad. Yeah, so that's what's great about Noric's. Obviously, we've got, like we were talking about, the oxygen-free manufacturing process, so our cod liver oil tastes amazing. It is smooth. It is light. There's no fishiness. You can literally make we've got a dressing, a Greek dressing you can make with our lemon cod liver oil. Yeah. Huh. But the reason why it's so great is because it has a lot of fatty acids, more than the sardines and anchovy source that like our Ultimate Omega does have. There's a total of actually 37 different fatty acids. Yes.
After all these years of doing this and talking about it, I've never heard that before.
I know, and this is something why I've been talking to my accounts more and more, and they're all kind of being reminded and just understanding that, yes, what happens is when you have all the other fatty acids, like 5s, 7s, 9s, 11s, on top of, you know, omega-3s, of course, there's omega-3s in there, there's EPA and DHA, but the blend of all these, this variety actually supports the body's immune system and energy and vitality in a sense that it's, you know, our bodies have to make a lot of those. So those are called non-essential fatty acids because we don't have to get them in our diet. So the essential fatty acids, omega-3 and EPA and DHA, they do have to be, you know, taken in the diet. But when our body makes those other ones, you know, normally that's fine. But if you are in an immune compromised situation, you're either trying to prevent getting sick or you are sick. If you can take the burden of your body making those other ones, you know, the 5s, 7s, 9s, 11s, et cetera, off, it's kind of like if you're laying on the couch not feeling well and you need a cup of tea, you could get up and go, you know, get your own. But if you could lay there and say, you know, honey, can you go get this cup of tea for me? You're saving yourself that energy. And so it, what it does is it just helps the body, it supports it and takes that burden off. It allows, you know, to not drain the overall vitality and vital force, you know, that we need. So that's one reason why it's a good idea to take it during this time of year.
Well, I'm also thinking the omega-7 protects the mucous membrane. And it has strong anti-aging effects. Omega-9 does too, but omega-9, you can get some of that in olive oil. But omega-7, a lot of people are selling that by itself because of the anti-aging effects it has. And now in the chance of getting a respiratory problem, it starts in the mucous membrane usually, folks, in your sinuses and throat, protecting you along that line. So that is cool. But 30, you said 32 others that I didn't know about? Here's a guy with a PhD and didn't know that.
I know. See, we all learned something new. Yeah, it's 37. Actually.
37? Okay. I'm going to have to, you're going to have to send me a list and what each one is known for and stuff. I got to get up to speed here.
Yeah. I don't think I even know. But yes, that is what the studies show. And of course, there's vitamin A and D, you know, in it naturally. We also have a cod liver oil with an additional 1,000 milligrams of D added, so you can actually get that synergistic product.
I remember as a kid, a doctor across the street, one of my family doctors, the puppies were sick, and they were given cod liver oil. That was the only way we got vitamin A and vitamin D back then, and they knew that it was important, but they would, you know, I'm talking many, many years ago, folks. I'm 69 years old, so I'm talking about I'm nine or 10 years old. So we're talking about 60 years ago. That's what they would give us was cod liver oil, and they knew it was healthy. Now they understand all why it's healthy. And one of the reasons it's hard to get vitamin A, vitamin C. If you live by the cold water areas of the country, the likelihood of having depression, anxiety, joint problems, heart disease, all that where you're eating salmon and things of that sort goes down dramatically. But if you don't have it, like we here in the middle of the United States, you have to supplement with it. Now, Becky, we're out of time here, but folks, look for Noric Naturals. That's the best in the market, it's the purest in the market, and most potent in the market. And try the cod liver oil. Thank you, Becky. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. This is Dan Soloway. You listen to Dan's Health Talks, and I really appreciate you being with me. And I want to talk to you something that's very, very important. You spend a third of your life doing it if you do it right, and that's sleep. And I was talking about it on another section of the show today, but you may hear this independent of that show as well. So sleep is a major, major key of how healthy you're going to be, how well you're going to live, how stress-free you're going to be, how smart you're going to be. Because if you don't sleep well, it really lowers the IQ. Most of us know that when we had a situation where we had to stay up late or we just didn't get a good night's sleep and we had to do something that required a good night's sleep, we were dragging. I mean, you couldn't put two thoughts together. But the other version of that, you get a good restful sleep and your mind is sharp. You feel good. Your body has less aches and pains in it. And you have a smile on your face, especially when you wake up from one of those really nice, comfortable sleeps where you just really, really feel that refreshness. It makes all the difference in the world. Some people don't need much sleep. Edison slept for 4.5 hours, and he took cat naps.
He'd be working on his inventions, and him and his team, and he would take little 10-minute, 15-minute cat naps. And the way he did it back then, it's not like he had an alarm clock. He may have had there may have been alarm clocks of sorts back then, but he would take a steel ball, and he would sit down in his chair, and he'd hold on to that steel ball and start relaxing and trying to get himself into a nice, deep, relaxed state. And when he got too relaxed, that steel ball fell out of his hand and hit the floor, at a cement floor, and it woke him up. And so that's how he did it. Now, Einstein had to sleep 12 hours a night. It may have been he had a little bit of a heart problem. He lived a normal lifespan, though. But with all that brain energy, I mean, tremendous amount of brain energy, his brain was actually wired different than the rest of us, where we have two distinct hemispheres between the brain. In the back, his hemispheres were growing together. Besides, normally in the ganglion connections coming off the synapses there, most of us have about 8 of those. He had 11. Well, that's an exponential, I mean, a real exponential amount of information being shared. Well, thinking takes a tremendous amount of energy. And so he may have needed those 12 hours. And I'm sure a lot of things were being processed in his sleep. But generally speaking, they say 7 to 8 hours. I do well on 7. I might be better off with 8, but I do well on 7. Sometimes I only get 6, but I really aim for a good 7 hours. And I've noticed that certain things I can't do, like I can't have iced tea after 12 without it interfering with my sleep some. But if I have my green tea, which I like to do every day because it's really good for the brain, it has theanine in it, which it calms a person down, but the caffeine in it will keep me awake. I can have herbal teas, but I can't have iced tea. And then the ECGC in there helps reverse Alzheimer's, believe it or not. That's one of the articles I read, that it untangles the synapses that curl up because of the plaque that gets on it. And it actually helps clean the plaque off because it stimulates the immune system within the brain to do its job, which can get a little bit worn down and not do its cleansing job that's supposed to do every night to get the brain working the way it's supposed to. So ECGC, which is prevalent in green tea, really focuses in on that. Now, when you fall asleep at night, you go through 90-minute cycles. See, the rhythms there are 90 minutes, but each cycle, that 90-minute bracket, is a little different than the cycle before. Now, I use Invigorous. I sometimes now use melatonin as well, and maybe even valerian root in the melatonin product. But I use Invigorous. I use magnesium as well. I like to take at night. But if you overdo magnesium, you'll find yourself groggy the next day if you overdo melatonin the same way. And so you have to find the right dosage for you. But Invigorous, you can even take it during the day and it will calm you down, but it won't necessarily put you to sleep. But when it comes time to sleep, it will help you sleep because it will help increase the GABA in the brain and the dopamine at the same time and the serotonin. It's a phenomenal product. The amino acids in it and the natural supplements in there are really phenomenal. And the way it works within the brain. That's my favorite sleep product. And if you're a real high-stress, A personality, has trouble relaxing, taking a half scoop or even a full scoop maybe once or twice during the day will take the edge off things and really give you an advantage on being able to focus. Now, I normally try to take a Invigorous 30 minutes before I'm going to go to bed. I take a scoop, sometimes a scoop and a half, scoop and a quarter. There's one guy, he took 4 scoops, did well with it. There's some people that take like a third or a quarter scoop. It tastes good. It's just like sort of raspberry powder stirred into some water. And I find it a fantastic product. Now, sometimes I'll add some powdered absorbate or buffered, which is the same thing, vitamin C. To it because I like to take my buffered vitamin C, but I like to take the C away from exercise. That's another thing on when to take your nutrition. I don't take my antioxidants too close to my exercise anymore, so I get more out of the exercise. But I do like them when I'm sleeping at night. They help with that regard. But if I take my B vitamins at night, it may keep me awake. So the combination is really important, and when to take them and what not to take at the same time. So avoiding the things that are stimulants late into the day. Now my little brother, he does well on 5-hour energy. I tried that for about 2 days and went, ooh, I can't do this. This is going to burn out my adrenals. It's going to overstimulate. It doesn't affect him any. It makes him feel good. Helps him drive the distance from Oklahoma City back to our hometown, which is about 140 miles, without any problems. But I could tell within about 2 days going, I'm having more trouble getting up. That's usually a sign you're being overstimulated. You're starting to exhaust your adrenal gland. Be aware of that, because once you exhaust it, you have to work hard to build it back. L-tyrosine is fantastic on building that back. In fact, many years ago, I read an article where after the Kuwait War, and we're talking quite a while back, the Army was having trouble with post-traumatic stress, and they were trying different drugs, and they tried L-tyrosine, I think 500 or 1,000 milligrams, 30 minutes to an hour before breakfast, and the same thing before lunch, and they got a really good effect. I mean, they turned around and said the amino acid was doing better for them than any drug they had for post-traumatic stress. I don't know if they're still using it, but at the time I recommended it to my cousin's wife, who was a teacher towards the end of the school year, and she was just worn out. And she said in about 3 days, the little kids didn't bother anymore. She was a grade school teacher. So I really like L-tyrosine. I like Invigorous even more so. But both of those, because you got to sleep to get over post-traumatic stress. And then CBD oil. Fantastic for post-traumatic stress. Now, when I'm talking about CBD oil, because everyone and their dog has it, I'm talking about CV Science plus CBD oil. And look for the gold if you're dealing with something like post-traumatic stress. Now, Invigorest, you have to order that. You can find it in some of the health food stores. Here's how you order it. You call 877-338-3340, 877-338-3340, and tell them Dan Soloway sent you. And you can get a little discount there, or go to restandrepair.com, and in the code put in Dan. Rest and Repair, and is spelled out, restandrepair.com, and you can order it that way. But you'll love Invigorest. Everyone that tries it loves it. We'll be right back, folks. There's a new product for chronic pain called Stivex, S-T-I-V-A-X. Phenomenal product. It causes the vagus nerve to release endorphins. In other words, it's gets people off the opioids. Now, to get a hold of me to learn more about this, whether you're an MD or whether you're someone that's been in chronic pain and looking for an MD, go to dsolloway, D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talk. I'm talking about a new technology called Stivex. Stivex is revolutionary, I think, in helping people with chronic pain and a number of other biological problems that really hadn't had good solutions. Our old solution for chronic pain was first, things like aspirin and Tylenol, and then they started getting into opioids, and then we created an opioid epidemic that is killing people every day. We're losing hundreds of people to opioid addiction. Now, there's a new technology that stimulates the vagus nerve, and I have Dr. Robert Grazer with me, and Dr. Grazer is an expert in this technology. And we've talked about all the benefits, and I want to cover some of those again because it may be the first time you've heard this. But I also want to talk about there's a few contraindications that you need to be aware of. So, Dr. Grazer, thank you for being with us. He's talking to us from San Antonio. And I want doctors all over Oklahoma to know about this and people that are dealing with chronic pain. So explain again the technology just in case someone has not heard this show yet.
Okay, yes, it's a vagus nerve neurostimulation unit. And by stimulating that nerve complex in the upper ear, we get tremendous reduction in overall pain signals throughout the body, with the added benefit of increasing circulation and oxygenation to the soft tissues. It is safe. There's really no way to hurt someone with this technology. It can't electrocute or shock anyone. It's rated for up to 20 minutes at a time. You can take a regular shower. The device is totally, you know, fine and won't cause any problems. You don't want to submerge it. That just shorts the unit out and it stops stimulating, but again, cannot hurt the patient. There are some contraindications that we're not able to put it on certain patients. The main contraindication with this device is a history of bipolar depression. And the reason being is stimulation of that nerve complex has been shown to take someone who has bipolar and put them strictly into a manic phase.
Mm-hmm.
And so as part of screening patients when they get the device, we do a psychological screening up front to rule out bipolar. And if they're okay with that, they're pretty much for the most part ready to go. The only other contraindications, and there's no actual medical studies to document this, but it's just for safety to make sure we do not put the device on people with cardiac pacemakers or defibrillators. No one who is pregnant gets the device. And then the other smaller contraindications, more rare, people with hemophilia, and that is just due to where the electrodes implant into the ear to avoid bleeding issues. And what I don't consider a true contraindication, but it's listed, psoriasis vulgaris. And the reasoning behind that is where the leads go in the ear, patients with psoriasis sometimes have skin sensitivity, and they'll get a little redness and scaling or an activation of the psoriasis at that site.
Well, that one, I would think the relief from pain would be well worth a little irritation there.
Right, that's what I was going to say. In my own practice, patients that are in chronic pain don't care about a little dry skin patch on their ear if they can feel good.
Yeah, definitely. Years and years ago, I was in chronic pain. Well, actually, 10 years ago, I was in a severe sciatica, and I would have loved to have had this. I did get over it. But it took a while. I was only sleeping like an hour and a half a night because of the severe pain. So I know what pain feels like for chronic pain. And I injured my back when I was young, being a weightlifter and football. And so I also know what it's like to have a herniated disc and in severe pain. So any relief that is healthy and doesn't cause an addiction, I really want to introduce people to. Now, folks, before we go any further, I want to mention, if you want to get more information on this, you can get a hold of me through my email. Just put in chronic pain or something in the subject line. And my email is dsolloway, D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, the number 21, dsolloway21 at gmail.com. Again, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21 at gmail.com. Now, if you're a doctor and you want more information, because we need more doctors in the Oklahoma City area and other parts of the country and now other parts of the world aware of this technology, because this is so important and will help so many people. So before we finish up here, Doc, you want to tell people a little bit more. What have you seen with your patients? How's it been working with the people you're using it on?
Well, overall, not only in my own practice, but with all the doctors that we work with around the country, we're seeing on average around 85% success rate in getting pain reductions, 80% plus.
Wow.
And at least 50 to 100% in a lot of cases, reduction in the amount of medication they're using on a daily basis.
Well, I know that... The other indications that we've talked about in other shows, like opening up the blood vessels, sort of a nitric oxide effect, and helping with things like neuropathy and gut problems, like irritable bowel and things of that sort. Those are in the future. The FDA hadn't approved for that, but those are some of the things that looks like may in the future be there. Right now, it's only been approved and the insurance is only paying for chronic pain. But I'm excited about all the other things this does as well. I want to thank you, Dr. Grazer, for being with us. I want to do more shows with you and educate more people about this. Thank you, Dr. Grazer. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I want to thank you all for listening. I'll be talking to you again next week.